In the meantime, good morning, team. How are you this morning? Are you well?
Please be
good
nice to
morning.
Me, everybody.
Sorry?
Please be nice to me this morning.
Why?
Everybody, like to everybody, Koli, Mali, Dan, and the producers and their box. Please be nice to me and everybody
morning,
else in the street.
What happened?
I woke up and there was no water at my place. I mean, you can take away the power, the electricity, but like, don't take away water.
Isn't that
Do
so
not take away water.
Sad that in South Africa we've got to the point where we know what the worst thing not to have is, because we're so used to it at this point.
Exactly.
You would rather have no power than no water.
Correct. And I woke up, so I make the discovery that there's no water, so now I can't take a shower. And then I go to my kettle, it's empty. Oh. I only have 2 bottles of drinking water and the little bit of water left in the fridge dispenser, which is extremely cold, which I use to brush my teeth.
Yeah.
And then I poured in water in the kettle, boiled some, went to my sink, poured it over, disappeared for a little bit. I realized that my plug, my stopper, is not as tight as it means to be. So my water kept seeping through. I had to wash really, really fast.
Oh, God.
Please be nice.
I'm so sorry, Matthew.
So you look like a family member had passed on this morning. It was so devastating.
It's bad. It's really bad.
How long did you stand under the shower just kind of quietly praying that the water would arrive?
I turned it. Nothing was coming out. There was just like that sound that's like not even leftover water in the geyser. You'd expect that there's water left over in the barrel geyser, some whatever it's called. But there was nothing.
Wow, Mati, I'm so sorry. You must feel terrible. Would you go and use the work showers? SABC Joburg's got work showers.
The bosses are listening, so yes.
SABC's got some decent work showers. I just don't know, guys.
Yes.
You know, there are many people who don't even use a public bathroom to go to the bathroom. Now you must shower in public.
You know, actually, I feel so lucky because I've got a JoJo tank.
Oh.
So I could have come to the rescue.
Well, you're such an adult, hey? It's amazing.
Got a
JoJo
tank.
The rest of us are trying to go to the kettle. Maybe there's water to spray on my face. Polly's got a whole JoJo tank. So we obviously in Cape Town, like when I was staying there, we know all about JoJo tanks because of day zero.
Mm-hmm.
So we all know your struggle. Because, Matty, we were all figuring out how to use no water at all. And I'll never forget a friend of mine, the one day he was like, I just miss showering so much, but we can't use a lot of water. So he'd taken a pasta strainer. You know the drainer?
Yeah.
And he'd attached it to the tap so that it gives the effect of spraying water in all directions, even though there was virtually no water at all. He was so desperate. And we all realized what a traumatizing thing to not have water in the morning.
I was never that committed.
Oh, you're one of the day zeros who are like, I'm sure it's going to rain. I'm sure the
rain prayed, okay? I prayed.
We were all praying. It is so devastating. I honestly don't think... You're so right, though. It is worse to have no water in the morning than
it's
no power.
Worse.
It's
horrible.
So is it worse to have no hot water or no water at all?
No hot water. It's fine. I can take the cold shower. Just give me the water and my dabs.
No, I can't. Because if it's only cold, then it's like it's mocking you.
Just give me the water.
No, can't do it. Okay, 6:14. I hope your morning's going better than Matsabello's. Have you got any good advice for her? Also, if you would go and use the work showers, because that's a big question. Because Matsabello does have one option to go and use the work showers this morning. Let us know on the WhatsApp line 0255505151. Here's Stace Cadet with...